Welcome to the godshow.us daily. All right, we are live. The crowd came tonight for permission. They wanted someone to say, yes, the jokes are enough. Go home. You're fine. Instead, we brought them 15 wisdom traditions and a question that will not shake their hand. One question, many answers, none of them comfortable. This is philosophy. This is the arena. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question a day, answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person use humor to survive a terrible job without becoming someone who only survives things? At one day's scale, that's pretty manageable. You made your coworker laugh, you got through it, fine. At a decade's scale, it gets uncomfortable. You're good at this now, really good. At a life scale, that's the one that lands differently. Did the joke keep you in the room when you should have left it? Absurdism goes first for me because it draws the sharpest line I've ever seen on this. It says there's a moment, somewhere around year three, when the joke stops accompanying the flinch and starts replacing it. And that's the crossing, humor as revolt. You're laughing because you already refuse to let the 4 o'clock meeting be the measure of your life. Humor as survival. The meeting won, you just decorated the loss. It asks you to say no to the jobs claim first. Private, unannounced, clean. And then the laugh belongs to you. The laugh.
Buddhism would like a word with belonging. It says the laugh that arises on its own, unbidden, not deployed, not performed, is not armor. It's just weather through an open window. No self is being hollowed by the fluorescent lights because there's no fixed self to hollow. That could feel like liberation. It could also be the most elegant way Buddhism has ever let someone avoid the absurdist's actual homework.
Think about a jury duty waiting room. You've got nowhere to go, no control over the timeline, a plastic chair that is personally hostile to your spine. And someone makes a joke and the whole row laughs. And for a second, the room doesn't own you. That's the good version. But if you're still in that waiting room 10 years later, still making the same joke, still calling it freedom, Judaism has something to say. It says, laugh at Pharaoh, yes, but then go home and ask what you owe the work you actually want to do. Dropping the question is what kills you.
Stoicism agrees the laugh is permitted. It just refuses to call it a virtue. It says you were cast in this role. The script isn't yours, but every line you deliver is. Humor that replaces the choice becomes a habit, then an identity, then a grave you decorated nicely. That's a brutal image. A nicely decorated grave. Stoicism doesn't do subtlety when it's trying to wake you up.
The pop culture oracle today went straight to the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy had the ruby slippers the whole time. The power to leave was always on her feet. But she kept the joke alive without becoming the joke. Which is the thing almost nobody manages. I'll be honest. There's something slightly broken in the Oracle's red here because Dorothy wasn't surviving a terrible job, she was trying to get home. But the slippers image actually holds. The exit is already on you. The question is whether you've convinced yourself the yellow brick road is enough of a life. Hinduism put it like this, humor as survival clings, humor as offering flies. The flute empties itself. It doesn't hoard the song as proof it endured. Turn that image one notch further and you get the actual ask. Not whether you're still laughing, but whether anything is flying. Tomorrow's question is waiting.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The crowd tonight did not get the permission slip they came for. They got 15 traditions, a pair of ruby slippers, and a question about whether the joke is flying or clinging. Honestly, that's a better night. If this show is part of your week, you can support it and never miss a question. Find everything at thegodshow.us free. Daily, multilingual, The flute is empty. The song is gone. What are you still hoarding? See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.